I'm Trace Yellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. And Senator, cap and tax and high-cost fuel standard bills passed out of the Senate. What are your thoughts?
Well, it was a bad night for the state of Washington from my perspective. I understand and frankly support the effort to reduce carbon. I don't think anybody's against reducing carbon, but the majority has chosen to do it in a way that is enormously regressive, has little true impact on carbon, and is really mostly a giveaway to corporate interests out of the state of Washington. And they're going to result in a gas tax from the cap and tax bill of 26 cents per gallon to start with and grow from there. And from the low carbon fuel standard, which we call the high cost fuel standard, of 29 cents per gallon. So 55 cents per gallon. Senate Democrats voted yes and sent it to the House for their consideration. This is just a case of not listening to the people of Washington. And I also would say, look, they love to stand up and talk about they're fighting for the little guy. They're fighting for the most vulnerable. But we should be very clear. What they voted on last night is an enormously regressive tax system that hurts our poor and most vulnerable worse than anybody else in the state. And they just looked the other way. It's very discouraging.
So majority Democrats were able to get those bills through. What role do minority Republicans play in this majority Democrat legislature?
First of all, this session, more than other, we have to insist on transparency. And frankly, we fell short. The Senate Democrats passed two very regressive tax bills in the middle of the night, evening and in the middle of the night. And we did our best to highlight that this is the wrong direction for the state of Washington. But they are insistent, given the restricted access of the public to get through their highly controversial tax program. We've been out listening to the people of the state of Washington, and we look at each bill based on what we've heard. Is this something that the people of the state of Washington want? Will make their lives better, will make their families' lives better. And frankly, given the current majority, more often than not, the bills we're seeing are not going to be make their lives better. It's not what the people are telling us that they need in their lives. So we're often put in a position of fighting bills, finding ways to either kill them or make them better or at least less bad as they make their way through the process.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Trace Yellis with Senator John Braun.